Aloha, Evelina Kako. Welcome again to the first Monday's Living Sovereign program. I'm your hostess, Puanani Rogers, from the Ahupua of Kealia on the island of Kauai, in the archipelago of Hawaii. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Yes, we'll be here for 1 hour. We're going to just play some soothing, wonderful, happy music for you today. If you have a topic that you would like to talk about, we're going to have open mic today and let people call in for any information about anything or just, you know, sharing some mana'o with us, some good stuff, some good mana'o. There's so much going on in our community as far as we feel. So it was hard to pick just a few good ones to talk about because they're all good. But we'll try our best. We're going to do some. We're going to talk about some things. But I do welcome you. It's Monday, of course, April 7th, 2014. We welcome you all to the show. I hope you're all feeling good in body and spirit, and things are going well for you. How was the month of March? That one just flew rapidly by.
It's always funny how it feels.
Like a jet.
It's a long month, but
it was a long month, like, what, 31 days? It was.
But it flies by quickly towards the end.
It really did, yeah. Especially towards the end, it was like, whew,
like
April Fool. It was great, though. I went to Oahu to the Kamehameha School Song Contest. Enjoyed that so very much. Traveled with my daughter and my son and, just three of us, three adults, and met up with our granddaughter, their daughter, at Kamehameha School, who's a senior this year. So my aloha goes out to the McGarry family and to Mahina, my Mahina at Kamehameha Schools. I love you. Then also last month was our spring break at work. So all the kids were out for a whole week having good fun. The beaches were crowded. We went camping and on a Hola beach for a family reunion, and that was so much fun, and the blessings, so many blessings we received by having that family reunion, because we gathered together, we shared so much love, we prayed together, we ate together, we slept together, although it was pretty short notice, we had some very interesting family members that showed up. One from the Big Island and some from the other side of the island, the west side, who we hardly ever see. They showed up. And we were also honoring our Auntie Frances on her 96th birthday.
Wow.
February 26th, I think, or 26th is her birthday. So March was a good month, really fun. Did a lot of things, a lot of spiritual experiences for us. So grateful for that. Mahalo ke akua. Then all of a sudden I started falling down. Yes, I'm starting off the really funny kind. It's like I'm falling. I broke a toe, and then I skinned my knee, and then I hurt my hand, and it's really, really weird, but never mind. It's okay. I'm getting old, 74 years old. Wow. I'll be 75 in September, so praise God. Mahalo ke akua. To all of you 74-year-olds out there, I'm wishing you a wonderful, wonderful day and life, and many more happy birthdays to all of you. Okay, what else are we going to talk about? Has anybody been paying attention to what's happening at the legislature? Oh, silence. Hey, if you got a question about that, will you call us up, 826-7771?
Or if you're off island, toll free, it's 866-275-1112. And I'll remind everybody, you're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K284 AL Hale Iwa.
Aloha Hale Iwa.
And you can find us also streaming worldwide at kkcr.org. You've got many options.
O-R-G. Right.
They're right up there. And
in fact, streaming.
You can also email us, and I'll call that email.
DJ.
Yeah. KKCR at kkcr.org.
Okay, mahalo. Going to take a little break here, and then we're going to come back to some legislative stuff. Particularly if anyone had any questions or had heard about the bills, the legislative bills on Ni'ihau, the Ni'ihau bills. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Don't go away.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
Okay.
Mahalo nui noa for listening to Kauai Community Radio.
And remember, the views and opinions expressed in this program is not necessarily that of the station. I love that, the disclaimer. All right, hey, we did get a phone call, and I'm so glad because then that set in my brain the precedent of, okay, what I'm going to talk about next. And this is an announcement that I wanted to share with our island people here, or in fact, all of the islands, because it has to do with all the islands. And this is OHA holding outreach meetings, community meetings throughout our islands. And they're asking people to participate in the nation-building process, which OHA has agreed to help ensure it runs smoothly and effectively. Already more than 120,000 names are on the official roll. Hard to say that word because that is to me so heavy. Anyway, I'll go on. May 1st is the deadline for others to sign up. In addition to a canvassing campaign, a series of town hall meetings is planned statewide to help engage more Hawaiians in the nation-building process. Here are the dates and locations. Okay, then they give locations for Oahu, West Hawaii Island, East Hawaii Island, Maui, Lanai, Molokai, and on Kauai, it's 5 p.m. Tuesday, April 15th at the Anahola Clubhouse, and then at 5 p.m. again on Thursday, April 17th at the Waimea Neighborhood Center. So I'll repeat that again. This is OHA calling a meeting in our communities to talk about what they're calling nation building, which also ultimately means that you need to sign their role. And this role, incidentally, which they are now calling the Native Hawaiian role, it's changed. It's morphed into different names, but it's the same evil thing.
You mean and role as an R-O-L-L?
Aye.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, like a registry.
Like roll call.
Aye. Okay. It was, and they did it with Kauinoa, and then now yeah. It's called the Native Hawaiian Role, and that's because they attached an act to it. They actually made an act, a law, Hawaii. This is the Hawaii Akaka Bill, folks. Bottom line. This is the Akaka Bill by the fake state. In the Akaka Bill, if you remember, they did talk about enrolling people to help in building a sovereign entity. And that's what Kauinoa was. Before the Akaka Bill even was passed, they started to do the work of the Akaka Bill, which is gathering all our names. And then now they've elected these Waihe'e and all these so-called kind of Hawaiian leaders to form a task force to get all the names that they can. However, they failed to do it in the time allotted them. So they came back and asked for more money. I know, Leilani is cracking up over there. I mean, do you see any logic in any of this? I really don't. And I wish that our caller would call back now because he had great mana'o to share about what this is.
You know, what really baffles me, Auntie? And we've been together working on this call for a long time.
A kakabil.
No. I mean, our part in the sovereignty movement, for a long time. And it's taking them so long to get to this point where how many constitutions, Native Hawaiian constitutions, and governances have been formed with less money.
Okay, good point.
At this point, yeah?
Yes.
And yeah, they're still on what...
See, so, you know...
I don't know what square they're on anymore. I Paul jumping that square.
I know. And every time they mention stuff like this, and it's going to cost money. And you know that money that they're spending, that OHA money, it belongs to the beneficiaries, you know. So they should be more careful about how they expedite any of those monies from our portfolio. Okay, so OHA's plan is a kankan, which is a constitutional convention, which raises so many red flags for me, because what constitution, first of all? Are we going to hand out our own constitution again, or are we going to use a kingdom constitution? What year was that? 1864, I think, the constitution. That was by Kamehameha III, which contained also the great best part of it was the Bill of Rights that he had put into that constitution. Okay, so that's the big question. And then the next question is, who are the delegates that would get elected to go to a con to represent us? It's going to cost a lot of money. And I guess I have no problem with, you know, with OHA paying for it, because that's a good purpose for them to spend beneficiary money, I guess, to get the beneficiaries together to talk about a con. I have so many doubts and fears about that whole idea. I don't know how to do it, though. I'm not into voting either. I don't think voting is fair. It's always crooked. The right people don't always win. It's a person that has the most money or the most popular or gets the most votes from Oahu. That's another big bigaboo about that. About OHA for me is the fact that it's not only Hawaiians now voting for it because of the Rice versus Cayetano case. It's everybody can vote for OHA now, whether you are Kanaka Maoli or not. I would also like to make sure that you know the distinction between what is Native Hawaiian, what is Hawaiian, and what is Kanaka Maoli or Kanaka. Because Hawaiian is a Haole word. It's not a Hawaiian word. We say Kanaka, not Hawaiian. Okay, so I don't identify myself as that, or as a Native Hawaiian. I'm a Kanaka O'iwi, or a Kanaka Maoli. Getting back to OHA. So they're going to come and they're going to ask you what you think is the right process. Okay, so at least they're giving you a chance perhaps to share your mana'o. Now, whether they would listen to it or not, I'm not sure. I've been to many meetings already with them, and it never is satisfying. I always walk away pretty disappointed. And then when I hear, you know, a report back about the meeting, it's like I don't hear anything that the people have said in the report. I'm just very disillusioned anymore about these kind of meetings. It depends on who's hosting it, who's running it, and what the topic is that, you know, I would spend my time to go to a meeting like that, but not to anyone's. But anyway, they're coming, and I think it's a good idea for people to go. Kalamayau. Because go find out, go learn. That's how we, you know, that's how we get stronger, when we get knowledge of what is truly going on. Because then also, you can make up your mind. You can make your own decisions because you understand it in your own way, what is truly going on here. So don't be duped. Don't believe everything you hear or read. Because in many ways, this commission, they're saying all the nice things, and it sounds like the right things, that, you know, but they didn't say that it was independence. They didn't say that it was under the jurisdiction of the federal government still. It's not sovereignty, it's quasi-sovereignty, which is something like how the Native Indians are. You know, that's not really true. They're not completely free. So OHA even said that they were going to dissolve OHA after this task is done. And I gave that some thought, and this is only my personal opinion. If I am allowed to give my personal opinion, I don't know. But this is what I say. OHA right now is holding the portfolio of $300+ million that belongs to our people. So I think we should keep OHA intact, do not dissolve it. However, they need to get out from under the jurisdiction of the state, the fake state. They cannot be a state agency anymore. And that is why we cannot trust them. All these years that OHA has been our representatives of our Hawaiian, the Kanaka Nation, we have not trusted them because we couldn't understand how they can be ruled by the state. Then it isn't for us that they're working for, but for the state instead. And that was totally off balance. It just didn't work. So I would totally support OHA the minute they say that they are autonomous, out from under the jurisdiction of the state of Hawaii, and be a separate entity for us. Be like our reserve, money reserve, because they got the money. And then pay for the process of how we will finally be able to restore a nation, because it's already there. Just need to resurrect it. So I would suggest, if there is a concon, that we use our kingdom constitution and fix it and tweak it so that it also will be retrofitted into our lives in the 21st century, bringing them together, the past to meet the present, so that we can move forward in the future of our nation of Hawaii. So I rest my case. And we're going to play some more music now. Anybody have any questions about this OHA meetings? One in Anahola Clubhouse, and that is on April 15th. And then on Thursday, April 17th, at the Waimea Neighborhood Center. Okay. Mahalo. We'll be right back. We'll take a short music break.
Ah, yes. That's the Peter Moon Band and Backbone from their CD 1983 to 1987, The Early Years. And before that, Peter Apo and the Rainbow Nation Band from their CD Aina. They were singing Mother Nation. And then we had Kaukahi singing E Ola Pono Life from the CD Life in These Islands.
Beautiful. Mahalo for those beautiful musical renditions.
All our great artists that continue to write great music to tell the story of the island.
Yes. And Peter Apo, we're talking about OHA, isn't he? And I think he's an OHA trustee. So, backbone. Kua Ivi. Kua back. Ivi bone. Backbone. That's the word for the day for this show. Kua Ivi, backbone. Everybody get some backbone. OHA, get some backbone.
Well, we have, it's 5:45 here on the beautiful island of Kauai. And
already?
I know you got some more news to share before we have jazz with Richard at the top of the hour.
Okay, one important one. Got a report. I was going to read about the, well, I will say, make this a short one. And this is dated, it's a letter dated March 20th from the executive chambers of the Honorable Governor Neil Abercrombie. And it is addressed to the Honorable Mayor Bernard B. Cavalio. It's regarding letter transmitting and supporting Kauai County Council Resolution 2014. It's, Dear Bernard, thank you for your letter indicating your strong support for Kauai Council Resolution adopted March 12, 2014, which was requesting that issues and efforts affecting the island of Niihau be resolved through community-based discussions and negotiations, and requesting that the state legislature and the Department of Land and Natural Resources, DLNR, to cease ongoing legislative and administrative initiatives to stop them, to address the management of coastal and marine resources around the island of Niihau. Okay, so that was what happened. And as we found out, those bills all kind of faded or deferred, and none of them passed. So it all turned out good. One of them was a two-mile zone for protecting the 2 miles around the island for fishing. Another was to choose a konohiki for the island. And the third had to do with Niihau wanting to be a separate county from Kauai County.
Wow.
And to be under the Department of Land and Natural Resources.
Wow.
So they were all kind of controversial. And if you're more interested in this, I would behoove you to go and check and see who are the authors of these bills. And maybe you have a better understanding of who they are and where they're coming from.
I just felt like a whole bunch of them shot out all of a sudden, and everybody had to scramble to read
yes.
and catch up.
That's true. And what they called it were bills that were of short notice, and therefore you are not allowed to testify. It was just a short note thing, notice thing. Later on, they said, though, they would have the community outreach meetings. But at that time, when they were discussing the bill in the state legislature, you were not able to submit testimony. However, I did anyway, because it's easy. You just go to the bill, you go to the website, and you send them an email in strong opposition, and pow, wapow, really great. Okay, and the next big announcement is a Hawaii Supreme Court decision. Yoo-hoo! They reaffirm that the government duty is to protect public trust, our water. So this is the battle about the bottler who has to go back now to the county because of this decision by the Supreme Court. It's a case involving a bottling company's use of spring water, and it's right back into the lap of the Kauai County agency that denied the permits in the first place. And as this story relates, the High Court's ruling reaffirms and clarifies that the county's role is to ensure that public trust resources are carefully protected. And that's my kai. So, Kauai Springs, you lost your fight again for the use special and class 4 zoning permit that you need to operate. Ikalamai, we told you 3 years ago, when you first started, that you could not take any water from Kahili for free, bottle it, and sell it. We told you that a long time ago. So see what happens when you never listen. And then you took us to court. You took the county to court, too. And then as far as I heard, for a long time, you were still bottling water. And then now, finally, the Supreme Court is now taking, made its decision. So we can use this decision.
That's Hawaii's folks, Supreme Court.
Hawaii Supreme Court.
Yeah.
We can use this decision, folks, in any of our water battles now. You know, all the water diversions that we have all throughout our island. I think it's time now that we start paying attention about where all that water is going. And if it is being poisoned or if it is being wasted, knowing now that it is the county's jurisdiction, which should be the people's jurisdiction to make decisions on how we protect and care for our public resources. This is all ahupua'a stuff, gang. When we know our ahupua'a and the resources within our ahupua'a, then we can better take care of it. And we can all share in the responsibility of malamang our resources, our aina, our water, our air. The Clean Air Act is an important one for us to remember as well, to protect our aina. And I would suggest that, you know, we get together as people within each ahupua'a and that we make our own kind of management plan so that we know what our own rules are on how to manage, protect, preserve our resources and our lifestyle, living as an ahupua'a on the islands. Ooh, how's it, brother?
Right on, lady.
All right. So, okay, that's all about the water, gang. You know, without water, we die. We cannot live. Water is kawai ola. It's the water of life. It's the gift from Kani. Kani, the waters of Kani. And put a spiritual thing on that when you think about the water, too. It's not just a physical thing to keep us healthy, but it also is spiritual in the way that we use it and in our practices, our cultural practices. So mahalo so much for listening, everybody. I was very happy to hear about this Kauai Supreme Court decision, because now I'm going to make sure that I use it as leverage now for any time that we find that our water's use is being, management is being abused. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. We'll see you again next month. Malama Pono, we love you all. Share the love one with another. Malama each other, and don't forget to malama yourself. Aloha hui ho, and live sovereign.